The Lord walked up to me with a loud voice. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. What? And took me straight to that John chapter 13. I was like in a laboratory. And he rose up, poured water into a basin, took a towel, gathered himself, and began to wash the disciples' feet. Peter said, No, you never wash me. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. It's not an illustration, as some people claim. It's a mystery being unveiled. If I wash thee not, you are missing out of your part with me. It's a mystery that brings you into the fullness of your part with me. It's a mystery. And ever since then, we've been recording amazing, humbling testimonies as God keeps on confirming His word. Don't make much sense to think that God was illustrating, Christ was illustrating humility. He doesn't need that effort. He's a master teacher. He doesn't need the whole effort of pouring water, guarding himself with towel to illustrate humility. No. Greater mysteries were unveiled by Christ without having to stand up and be disturbing himself. But here is the mystery. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Tonight, every of your hanging part in Christ shall be delivered supernaturally. Every of our hanging parts in Christ as individuals shall be delivered supernaturally. Tonight will mark such a change in your life that you never imagined before. Let me hear your loudest amen. That man was born blind. He never saw. In fact, some translation said he had no eyes. But simply, go to the pool called Siloam and wash. He went and washed and came back saying, two brand new eyes. Every time you obey God's word, the unusual happens. Tonight, watch out for it. In the name of Jesus. Watch out for it. But I fear lest by enemies and Satan beguile Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the gospel. The gospel is full of simple truth. Full of simple truth. He began to wash disciples' feet. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. You are cleansed every week. By washing you, it imparts on every part of your life. Tonight, I see that come to pass. What is in feet washing? One, it's a spiritual medium through which we take delivery of our missing inheritance in Christ. John 13, 3-8. Our parts in Christ include the following, as listed in Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. He obtained for us, received for us power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. It is a sevenfold redemptive inheritance in Christ. Power, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So he empowers our feet for triumphant living. It's one of the medium where God empowers the feet of the redeemed for supernatural victory over all the powers of the enemy. Tonight, as our feet will be washed, no more hurt. He said, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. You'll be trampling upon serpents and scorpions from henceforth, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Power. Power. Wherever the soul of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto thee. Power. Every place that the soul of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Everywhere you step into, from henceforth, dominion will be established. Your dominion shall be established. Your dominion shall be established. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Expect your sevenfold redemptive inheritance that may not be manifest in your life today to be delivered as your faith will be washed. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 35. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25, please. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall your strength be. As your feet will be washed tonight, as your days, so shall your strength be. No diminishing returns. Every form of weakness, feebleness, ends today as your feet will be washed. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 24. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be accepted with his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. I decree today, by the mystery of this sweet washing, an end to every form of financial misfortune in your life. You shall begin to dip your feet in oil from now. Everything resisting your heritage of riches in Christ shall be brought to zero. The giving grace that empowers people, the redeemed, to walk in financial faith, fortune shall be imparted upon you tonight. Can I hear your loudest amen? You'll be listed among them that lay up gold as dust. You shall command plenty of silver by divine favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. As our feet will be washed tonight, expect to be launched into your high places, as ordained for us in the winner's family this year. He said, he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 19. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. As our feet will be washed today, you are off your valley of depression. Yet I will rejoice. As your feet will be washed tonight, joy and rejoicing become part of your life. So it's not for form. It's for transference of virtue. So as our feet will be washed, expect those amazing things to start taking place in our lives. Can I hear your loudest amen? Let Asher be blessed with children among the blessings. Let Asher be blessed with children. By this feet washing tonight, barrenness shall be washed off. Every medical negative verdict shall be wiped off. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at these few biblical illustrations that will help us appreciate this. We should see the water in the basin tonight as a kind of Red Sea, and should expect that as we dip our feet into it, every form of captivity, misfortune, struggles, struggling for survival, as Israel had in Egypt, to be over in our lives forever. Expect that the host of Pharaoh that you see today, after you dip your feet into the Red Sea, you see them no more again forever. From tonight, everything that I've always pursued after you, bringing about misfortune, you see them no more again forever. As your feet will be dipped in water tonight, every form of nightmare clears off your life. Every attack in your sleep clears off your life. In the name of Jesus. He said, look, the host of Pharaoh that you see today, you see them no more again forever. From henceforth, you shall not say again, come and see what the devil has done anymore. It will only be God at work in your life. Also see the water in the basin tonight as a kind of River Jordan. As the priests stepped their feet into Jordan, it parted. The barrier between them and the promised land was open. Therefore, everything stopping your way to fulfilling God's agenda for your life will clear off your path tonight. It was in Jordan that Naaman dipped himself 7 times and his leprosy was gone. Whatever separates any one of us from our peers, whatever plague, whatever setback, as you dip your feet in water tonight, every form of leprosy on anyone's life shall be wiped off forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Also, number 3, let us see the water in the basin tonight as a kind of the pool of Bethesda that the angel steered once in a while, and whosoever first steps in is made whole of whatsoever disease. Whatsoever disease. Whatsoever disease. Now watch. Whatever disease came with anyone into this service, no matter what, no matter how terminal it may be, we had a testimony the other time of someone with full-blown blood cancer. It was a night like this. He dipped his feet in the hospital in water, slept off while the prophetic word was going on, and woke up in the morning, the water was as white as palm wine, he said. He went for his test, cancer free. Every deadly plague, as you dip your feet in this water tonight, you see them no more again forever. Watch out. Sickle cell anemia will be flushed out. Cancer will be humiliated. HIV AIDS will be gone. Every blood disease shall disappear. High blood pressure, hypertension, you see them no more again forever. cancer, blood cancer, you see them no more again forever. As simple as that. What is in Jordan? God's word. What's in the water tonight? God's word. There was no chemical put in Jordan. God's word went into Jordan. Naaman stepped into it, and God confirmed his word. As you step into this water tonight, God will confirm his word in your life. Look at that issue and say, you are not going home with me. You are dropping in this water tonight. You are not going home with me. You are dropping in this water tonight. You are not going home with me. There shall be diverse instant testimonies. You are not going back home with me tonight. Confusion is not going back home with you. No. No. Depression is not going back home with you. No. A new day. A new dawn. In the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be a new day and a new dawn in your life. Say with me, this is my pool of Bethesda tonight. God's word has gone forth into this water. As I dive into it, everything that's contrary to my well-being shall be flushed out of my life. 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 Give the Lord a big hand of praise. After the feet washing ministration to our missionaries that were sent out at a particular time, they stepped into a country, and that same day, ceasefire was announced. The same day they stepped on that ground, they were told to remove their shoes when they get to anywhere they are going, and stamp their feet on the floor and take command of it. That same day, ceasefire was announced in a war-battered nation. As your feet is stepped deep into this water today, war shall cease in your life. War shall cease in your life. We are not fighting here, we are simply winning. We are not fighting here, we are simply winning. If you are struggling, you will know. As a church, if you are struggling, you will know. We are not struggling yet, we are triumphing. My God, from today, wherever the soul of your feet shall tread upon, war shall cease. In your home, war shall cease. In your workplace, war shall cease. In the name of Jesus. Whosoever first steps in. Now tonight, without any assumption, put together what must happen based on what you have heard in your life tonight. Is there any of the sevenfold redemptive inheritance that's not speaking in your life? Target it. As your feet is washed, it must be made manifest. They must be made manifest. As your feet is washed, they must be made manifest. It's your turn for a change of story. It's your turn for a change of story. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. It is the power of God's salvation to everyone that believes. To everyone that believes. We took over this wicked territory by the multifaceted mystery of the kingdom, including feet washing. Can I hear your amen? We sent the devil packing without fighting. In the precious name of Jesus, your days of struggling for survival, they are over. Your days of struggling for survival, they are over. This feet washing will turn a new thing in everyone's life. If that includes you, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. The host of Egypt that you see today, you see them no more again forever. The host of sickness and disease tormenting anyone's life, you see them no more again forever. Welcome to the pool of Bethesda. Welcome to the pool of Bethesda. Welcome to your prophetic Jordan. Welcome to your prophetic Red Sea. What is meant for evil in your life, God will turn it to good. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, expect the balance of your redemptive right to be released through the mystery of its washing tonight. And so shall it be. Lift up your right hand to heaven and thank God for what he has in store for you tonight through this awesome mystery. Thank him for what he has in store for you tonight through this awesome mystery of feet washing. In Jesus' precious name. Did you know how Jesus completed or ended that parable or that prophetic drama? If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Verse 17. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. If ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. In the precious name of Jesus, the blessing that accompanies the mystery of which washing shall come alive in your own life. You will tell the story. There's not one man here or woman that will not have a testimony to share. Everyone under the sound of my voice around the world, you will share your testimony. You will share your testimony. Stand to your feet. Now it's your turn to make your specific demand via this mystery tonight, by your prayer of expectation. What you don't expect, you are not permitted to experience. What do you expect? As your feet will be washed tonight, go ahead and begin to declare it. What do you expect? As your feet will be washed tonight, begin to declare it. What do you expect? As your feet will be washed tonight, begin to declare it. What do you expect? As your feet will be washed tonight, declare it. Everyone that first steps in is made whole of whatsoever disease. Made whole of whatsoever disease. Whatsoever converts every disease, every plague. This is my Bethesda tonight. I'm walking free from every attack on my health. Free. This is my Bethesda tonight. It's my Jordan tonight. Every form of leprosy is clearing off my life, finally. As my feet will be washed tonight, all my enemies shall be drowned in the Red Sea. They shall be drowned in the Red Sea. It's my night of triumph without stress. My night of breakthrough without sweat. Make demand for your miracle children. Make demand for your liberty from the plagues of Egypt. From the misfortune of Egypt. Everybody pray. By this feet washing, God is making my feet like I am straight. And get me up to my high places. Everybody pray. precious name we are praying. Can I have you say it with me? We are very used to it. God is not a joker. He means what he says. And he says what he means. Now verse 10 of that John chapter 13. Verse 10. Because as your feet will be washed tonight, every form of filthiness you may have been struggling with shall be cleansed of your life. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Clean every whit. When our feet is washed, it imparts on every area of our life. It cleanses us in every area of our life. Filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Lord, as my feet will be washed tonight, establish a new order of quality work with you in my life. Deliver me from everything that defies. Deliver me from everything that corrupts. Make me fit for your kingdom. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Feet washing is a cleansing mystery. Nothing flies like the fear of God. It's profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, the one which is to come. Lord, as my feet will be washed tonight, cleanse me from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. By this feet washing tonight, cleanse me from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Pray that prayer, everybody. Cleanse me, Lord Jesus, from all filthiness of the flesh, and of the spirit, perfected holiness in the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Nothing gets a man off the highway of life like lack of the fear of the Lord. That highway is called the highway of holiness. The highway of holiness. As our feet will be washed tonight, whatever disqualifies a man from staying on that highway of life clears of our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 2. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. He that is washed is cleansed every whit. I decree that by this feet washing, everyone shall be cleansed, spirit, soul, and body. We shall be sanctified wholly, spirit, soul, and body. And nothing flies like the fear of the Lord. He took Joseph out of the prison straight to the palace. What kind of lifting is that? That's a flight. That's a rocket. That's getting into space. He took Daniel from being a captive and made the wicked king to bow and worship him overnight. My God. As our feet will be washed tonight, everything we'll be struggling with, we surrender finally. Evil thoughts will clear off your mind. Like a dream of the night, you enter your realm of liberty. What a night. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Right now, we shall be undertaking this special ministration of feet washing. I'd like you to do a thing. Please get seated. I haven't heard the word. What do you expect as a person? Take a piece of paper, please. What do you expect as a person to be made manifest in your life this hour? As your feet will be washed. Make a list of it. And as soon as after your feet is washed and get back on your seat, you put your feet on it. Put your feet on it. Then you dominate it for life. Put your feet on it. Many, many will be tested free from HIV today. Many will confirm pregnant this month. Through the impartation of this mystery. Every disease of Egypt that you used to know in your life, you know them no more again forever. Every leprosy that makes you hide from your peers will disappear to where they came from. For your shame, you shall have double. For your shame, you shall have double. For your shame, you shall have double. Make a list of your expectation from this mystery of feet washing tonight. Drawing from the word you have heard. You want to see new realms of his empowerment, of his wisdom, of his strength, of his honor, of his glory, of his blessings. I decree tonight by the word of the Lord, across the nations of the earth, wherever this is going on, everyone that steps into this water, you have stepped into a prophetic Red Sea. It has cleared for you and has buried your enemies. It has cleared the way for you and have drowned your enemies. Your escape is total. Your escape is final. You shall not suffer a recapture. No stepping back from following Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, it has Jordan. The barrier between you and your promised land is finally over. See, it has Jordan. Every form of leprosy has cleared off your life. See it as the pool of Bethesda, where you'll be made whole of every kind of disease. You are walking free tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. See your feet becoming as iron and brass. Walking over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you anymore. See your total victory in Christ delivered. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Thank you, Father. We are done with us. Stand to your feet. I expect the following in return for my faith in this mystery tonight. Go ahead and talk it to God right now. I expect the following in return for my faith in the mystery of feet washing tonight. I receive this in return. Thank you, Jesus. Leave those materials up and make your declarations. Make your declarations right away. Make your declarations right now. In the name of Jesus, you are returning with them as testimonies. You are returning with those things as testimonies. Instant healings, instant deliverances taking place right now. As I appear to be washed tonight, dominion will be speaking in your life. As your days shall your strength be, no more breakdowns, no more breakdowns, no more setbacks, no more setbacks, no more setbacks. You are not going to entertain sickness and disease all through the year 2023. No, 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 not permitted, not permitted, not permitted. As your days shall your strength be, not permitted. You shall dip your feet in oil. You shall dip your feet in oil. No more financial misfortune. No more financial embarrassment. The grace to sustain your covenant path, to assess the wealth that God has reserved for you, is released. It's released tonight. 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 You shall be blessed with children. Amen. Misfortune is over. Barrenness is over. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord Jesus, watch over your word tonight. And let everyone's desire be delivered at the speed of light. Whosoever first steps in, step in with your faith and watch God confirm his word. Step in with all of your faith and watch God step in your behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ. All instruments of service tonight are declared blessed. The towers, the basins, the water in the basin, in the name of Jesus. All ministers that will partake in this ministration are declared sanctified. Amen. To deliver results. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I decree that your faith will deliver at the speed of light. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please get seated. The ushers will direct while the ministers go to take their positions right now. The ushers will direct us turn by turn to our respective locations while the choir begin to minister to the Lord in songs of praise, songs of victory, songs of triumph in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You place those materials underneath your seat, and when you are back, you pull them out and put your washed feet on them. And then you have exercised dominion over them. They shall be delivered wholesomely into your hands in Jesus' name. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Don't walk in there as a religion or religious rite. Walk in there with all your faith that God's word will be confirmed in your life as declared in his word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Before you go, you begin to pray. Jesus, I'm stepping my feet without water. This is my pool of Bethesda. Something must turn in my life. These things I desire must be delivered today in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm washing all my disease, all my sickness, all my pains in this water tonight. I'm receiving instant miracles. Instant miracles. Instant miracles. Instant miracles. All sins that I've held tied to my life, they are losing grip of me. They are being washed away. I'm being cleansed every week, spirit, soul, and body sanctified. Brand new day for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Please, ministers, move very fast to your respective locations as we begin to embark on this. Everyone that steps into this water with faith, you will return with your testimonies. You step into this water with faith, you will return with your testimonies. You step into this water tonight with faith, you are bound to return with your testimony. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
I can run through a truth and leap over the walls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can run through a truth and leap over the walls. Hallelujah. He's my strength and my shield. He gives power to run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can run through a troop and leap over the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's my strength and my shield. He gives power to run. Hallelujah. I am free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. yes. Yes. Yo. Blue.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is always confirming His word. As God's servant had declared, and while the feet washing exercise and mystery was going on, and in the course of this praise, diverse miracles have taken place. Does someone here have a witness? You've checked your body, something disappeared that ought not to be there. Something came into your body that ought to be there. Some eyes have been touched, some ears have been touched, internal organs touched, some pains have disappeared. Everyone who have experienced this, will you dance your way to the front as the choir sing 2 more minutes? Please start dancing to the altar. And in every location, every station, everywhere people are gathered together for this crossover service, you just dance towards your altar. And we'll have 10 minutes maximum for those testimonies to be taken. So if God has touched you, start dancing to the altar right now. Don't wait for everything to be made manifest. You saw something. As you dance to the altar, the balance will be made manifest. Choir, sing your song again, giving glory to God.
Kingdom glory, He has said my story. I am not free. I
Glory to God and tapping into the same for all of us here tonight. In all stations, please shut down. You have maximum 8 minutes before you get connected back to the main center at Faith Tabernacle here.
Hallelujah. Folake Agbola, for 5 years, I'd been going through ulcer pains, but right after the feet washing, the pain disappeared, and now she's set free to the glory of God. Okechukwu Ebele Precious, for 1 year has been going through rheumatism pain, but as the feet were washed tonight, this morning, the pain instantly disappeared to the glory of God. Dickness Damilola Olokegun, for 9 months has had lumbar spondylosis, but as her feet were washed, all of the symptoms disappeared and now set free to the glory of God. Charity has had a moving object around the body for 11 years, but right after the feet were washed, all of the symptoms, the movement disappeared. Now she's set free to the glory of God. Temitope Olagunja, for 4 months has had a breast lump, but right after the feet washing, the lump disappeared. She is set free to the glory of God. Oladele Joy, for 17 years, has had pain on the right side of the stomach, but right after the feet washing, that 17-year affliction disappeared and now set free to the glory of God. Temitope Adejo, for 8 years, has had ulcer pains, but after the feet were washed, the pain disappeared. Now she's set free to the glory of God. Damola Adewale, for 13 years, has had a sharp pain in his private part, but right after the feet washing, that 13-year plague came to an end to the glory of God. Bomi Olarewaju, for 2 years, has had a stoppage to her menstrual cycle, but right after the feet were washed, it was supernaturally restored. Anna Mafe Rumela, for 42 years has had pain in the chest, but right after the feet were washed, the pain disappeared. Also, all the symptoms of malaria she had disappeared to the glory of God. Sister Martha Ogoke, for 2 days had had continuous bleeding, but right after her feet were washed and she began to dance in praise, that bleeding instantly stopped to the glory of God. Joseph F. Young has had strange movement in the body for 30 years, but right after the feet washing tonight, that movement disappeared. Is set free to the glory of God. Emmanuel Adu, for 10 years has had blood vision in the right eye, but right after the feet washing, he can now see clearly to that eye to the glory of God. Ogbonna Nelson, for 11 years has had a leg injury that has been causing pain and discomfort. But right after the feet washing, all of the pain, all the discomfort from that 11-year plague has come to an end to the glory of God. Ogunko Morenike, for 3 years, has had left leg paralysis. But right after the feet were washed, the legs are back functioning. You can see her walking to the glory of God. Omuabo Josephine, for 10 years has had waist pain, but right after the feet were washed, the pain disappeared and now set free to the glory of God. Elizabeth Matthew, for 10 years has had strange object movement, but right after the feet washing, that object has been checked out. She set free to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. For 10 years also has had strange movement over the entire body, particularly her leg and back, but right after the feet were washed, that pain, that movement disappeared, now set free to the glory of God. Adejare Exceeding Grace, for 8 years has had ankle pain, but that pain also disappeared right after the feet were washed to the glory of God.
God deserves that we rise to our feet and shout to him, the miracle worker. Is somebody shouting out there? Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. The worker is here tonight doing new things in this new year. Somebody thank him. Somebody give him the glory. As we glorify him, it will perfect the testimonies. As we glorify him, he's performing more wonders in the lives of his people. Thank you and thank you. Amen. I'm told there is one other striking one here. Let's quickly take it before we receive final blessing.
Peculiar Monday, for 15 years had pile, but after the feet were washed, pile healed, totally set free to the glory of God.
Disappeared. Every stranger that has disappeared tonight will never return again. In the name of Jesus. Every testimony taken here or submitted are equally important and powerful. But for limited time, we can't take everything. We will ask you to please make your submission and start going back to your seat, rejoicing in the Lord. In all stations, all locations, please round up right now, compile your testimonies, giving glory to God some more. It's worthy of our praise. It's worthy of our praise. Can I see somebody still clapping for the Lord? He deserves it all. He deserves it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shall we receive our Father, God's servant, as he comes to release final order of blessing upon our lives this morning? Come on, everybody, keep shouting, keep clapping for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, these testimonies are proofs that whatever you stood for in that feet washing is delivered for a testimony. Is delivered for a testimony. You have been going around the street corners and the byways over the years, but welcome to your covenant highways. Welcome to the covenant highways. Some have been flying, but under some atmospheric pressure. It's time to break forth into space. Now, in the name of Jesus, many, many that care to believe will break into space this time. The good news is that this prophetic session we have just gone through will leave on everyone's life an impact that cannot be forgotten. And so shall it be. This is our covenant exchange for 2023. All the men, can I have you say after me, praise the Lord, I'm finally on the covenant highway of life. And all the daughters of Zion say after me, and so am I in the name of Jesus Christ. And together we say congratulations. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now one more time, let the daughters of Zion say after me, praise the Lord, I'm finally on the covenant highway of life. Let all the men say after me, and so am I in the name of Jesus Christ. And the women to say now, congratulations. Together, amen and amen. Together, amen and amen. As these words proceed from your mouth, so shall it be established in your life. He said, as you have said in my ears, even so will I do unto you. What you can't say boldly, God cannot confirm openly. Let the mockers mock, so the maker can make. Place these stickers on your doors. Place them on your cars. Let the mockers mock, so the maker can make. As the Lord lives, this will be a year with a difference in your life. This shall be a year with a difference in our life. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. You and your household, you are going on the covenant highways. What cannot be imagined happening to you and your family shall be the order of events this year. As the Lord lives, your days of mockery are over. For your shame of the past, you shall have double. Wherever you have been put to shame, God shall make you a name and a praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Can you help me congratulate your neighbors on your right and on your left? Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Happy New Year. We are going to end this service with dancing and praising. And guess what happened? That's what we'll be doing all through the year. Your days of mourning are finally over. Before the first quarter is over, the covenant highways are made manifest in your life. And so shall it be. so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated for a while. Please get seated for a while for some brief announcement, and then we have the closing celebration praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Please, all the publications for the year 2023 are now to be circulated by officials. All the publications earlier announced can now be circulated. You want to get your 2023 sticker after the service, you can purchase those for your cars and for your doors. Praise the Lord. Please pay attention to the crossover service announcement. I thought someone is clapping their hands together for the Lord. Number one, Covenant Hour prayer holds on Monday to Friday, both here in Canaan Land and in all our designated locations across Lagos and Ota. The time is 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. Number two, praise the Lord. Our first midweek service for the year 2023 holds this coming Wednesday. Remember, we shall be waiting upon the Lord in a fast and break with the communion. The time is as applicable in each location. Number three, annual Church Workers Summit. I thought someone is clapping their hands. The 2023 annual Church Workers Summit shall hold this coming Saturday, January 7th, 2023. The apostle over this commission, Bishop David O. Oyedepo, shall be unveiling the details of Vision 2023 and releasing the grace required for all workers in this church to maximize the blessings therein. To this end, all pastors, members of statutory bodies, elders, deacons and deaconesses, all service unit leaders, all WSF ministers, the assistants and the secretaries shall be expected to be in attendance. There shall also be a special impartation session which shall be transmitted live from Canaan Land. Expect a fresh impartation of grace to make the most of 2023 our year of covenant highways. And the time is 7 a.m. Nigerian time. Praise the Lord. Next Sunday shall be our special monthly communion service. Among other things, we shall be empowered for the spiritual adventure ahead after the order of Elijah. It shall be a most glorious time. Come expecting an encounter with the Word and the mystery of the communion. The time is as applicable in every location globally. Finally, praise the Lord. Our annual 21 days of prayer and fasting for the year 2023 holds between Monday the 9th to Sunday the 29th of January 2023. It shall be a most rewarding spiritual adventure for everyone in Jesus' precious name. You are the next to be announced. Give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Hallelujah. Shall we rise to our feet? This last prophetic dance will turn all your monies into dancing. In the name of Jesus. Shall make this year your year of laughter. No one will gather to mourn in your household. Every form of sorrow shall be turned to joy. Choir, are you ready? Let's now celebrate our God. There is none like Him.
This kind God, oh, I never see your type, oh. This kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name. This kind God, oh,
That flows from the head is ordained to go, come down through the beard to the garment, to the skirt, and to the foot. So for everyone connected to this commission, the blessings upon this house at the center flows freely into your life. This is struggle-free ever triumphant house. The year shall be a struggle-free year for you. This is a house of manifest favor from heaven. Every misfortune hanging over anyone's life is overturned by heaven's favor. Abraham obeyed God by giving the tithe, but Melchizedek proclaimed the blessing. It's the task of priesthood to proclaim blessings. After this manner shall ye bless the children of Israel. I therefore decree that every blessing upon this house and this prophet begins to find free flow into your life. I pray for grace to remain at, for God to remain at the center of your life all through this year and beyond. I decree an end to every satanic siege of murmuring and complaining in your life. That serving God will remain a delight of your soul from henceforth. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. That becomes your testimony from now. Thou shalt serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water. Your generation after you will never beg bread. And I will take sickness from your body. No one lives his life in sickness or disease this year. It shall be the most sickness-free year in the life of every one of us. You will not see pains. You will not know aches. The organs of your body shall be performing at highest peak. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. No one among us shall be hospitalized this year. No one shall be a victim of road accident. No one shall suffer the curse of air crash. You're on the sea, your boat will not capsize. It's declared an accident-free year for all members of this household. In the name of Jesus Christ, no more assaults of the wicked on your life. Kidnappers will not assault your household. Robbers will not invade your belongings. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that all through the year, all you'll be hearing, morning after night, is congratulations. 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 To be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to be carnally minded is death. One can be born again and still be carnal. The Corinthian church people were carnal people. Yet they speak in tongues. Grace to be spiritual. For your spiritual life to change level this year. Practically. That you know it. That makes you look like a surprise to yourself. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. The days of posing to be what you are not, they are declared over in your life. Hypocrisy will no longer be your identity. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are people that claim to be born again, but you can't rely on anything they say. Anything they say, you can't rely on it. You can't. You can't rely on it. That doesn't take any man any far. Whatever robs a man his place in the kingdom will not be found with you anymore. This year, no one shall fall a victim of doctrines of devils. Listen to me. If what you do and what I do does not matter, the Bible is not true. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. And he itemized what he calls unrighteousness. My God. And somebody says, what you do does not matter. Do you have another book of life? The book of life does not only have your name on, it can remove it at the same time. No one's name shall be removed from the book of life. He said, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, beasts of mankind, nor covetous, nor thieves shall inherit the kingdom of God. But such were some of you. By the feet washing tonight, every of those evil vices shall become past tense in everyone's life. We'll not only be called winners here, we'll win all the way through to heaven. We shall meet ourselves there. We shall put ourselves on the back. You made it. And you made it. And you made it. In the name of Jesus. He says, some shall come to me and say, we cast out devils in your name, we prophesy on the street, we do very mighty words. I know you not, ye that walk iniquity. So walking iniquity disqualifies a man from heaven. You will not miss your place in heaven. May the year be your most spiritually robust year. May this year be your most spiritually robust year. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. I decree that every item listed as your expectation from the feet washing mystery administered tonight shall be turned to testimony one after the other. Welcome to your golden year. Welcome to your most enviable year. Welcome to your glorious year. In the name of Jesus Christ. 2023 has come for your massive change of story. No one called barren 2022 shall be called barren anymore. You are bringing forth supernaturally. We saw someone here with 6 children. How many? At a time. At a time. Your God is up to anything. No matter the medical battle against your fruitfulness, God has overturned it already. Your days of misfortune are finally over. Everyone's marital destiny shall be settled this year. After 28 years, God reunited a family. My God. After 28 years, this God is up to anything. In the name of Jesus, every vacuum in anyone's life shall be refilled supernaturally. Grace to make a great day, a great deal out of 21 days of prayer and fasting this year, receive it right now. I proclaim you and your household blessed. I proclaim your household blessed. I proclaim the works of your hand blessed. In Jesus' name. Permit me to say this. You have given us rest in the leadership. Your life will never lack rest. You have never had to struggle to settle issues. Everybody stood at their respective places. Your life will no longer suffer troubles. You have given the system peace. Your life will never lack peace. For all providers, all house providers for WSF, the blessing of God will never depart from your house. In this year of more than double church growth, may everyone be open to open their houses for the expansion of WSF. And as you do, the blessing of wisdom shall be speaking in your life. So shall it be. Again, welcome to your struggle-free year. Welcome to a year of shining star. Welcome to your sickness-free year. Welcome to your depression-free year. Welcome to your year of dancing. Welcome to your year of laughter. And it's starting from now. Anyone that came down here with any terminal disease, go next for your checkup and they will tell you it's no longer there. Jesus has taken them off your life. In Jesus' precious name. One more time, happy, happy, happy new year to everyone. And be blessed forever. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship? Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Can you give that to your neighbor right there for me? Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Now, on yourself right now, me, all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Now, our covenant exchange will start with men. Come on now. I'm finally on the covenant highway of life. The women, the men, and everybody. Now let's start with the women. Now let's go. And so am I in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Help congratulate your neighbors around. Happy New Year to everyone. Great year with a great start. Celebrate God. Magnify Him.